USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A major airline is cutting flights due to the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Delta Airlines will cut passenger carrying capacity by 40% to deal with a nosedive in travel demand, and it is talking to the White House and Congress about assistance to get through a downturn caused by the coronavirus. The cut in capacity over the next few months is the largest in Delta's history, surpassing reductions that were first made after the September 2001 terror attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The governors of Maryland, Ohio, Michigan, New Mexico, and Oregon ordered all schools in their states to close as they attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The District of Columbia joined them Friday morning, announcing that the D.C. public schools will be closed until April 1st. Kentucky has recommended that they shut their doors as well. Most of the schools will be closed through the end of March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After spiraling down to a bear market on Thursday, stocks rebounded on Friday after President Trump made a speech about the coronavirus. The Dow jumped 1,985 points. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The craziness on Wall Street continues as many investors are hoping a coronavirus aid package from Washington will help stabilize the markets. Although when it comes to the stock market, Chris Hogan with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News,
"We know we are definitely inside of a bear market and things are looking rough right now, but I'm reminding people that we've been here before. As we've walked through the situation with SARS and swine flu and post 9/11. So I'm telling people while drama may be going on, we must remain calm. I want to caution people from making knee-jerk reactions when they're investing. And I'm reminding people this, understand your goal, revisit your process, and remember your plan. And that means talking to your investment professional, looking at things and understanding what are some tweaks that you can make, but we don't want to panic."
SpaceX is hoping for a Sunday morning launch of 60 Starlink satellites from Florida after pushing the launch back one day. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket will lift off at the Kennedy Space Center around 9:20 a.m. The mission would boost the number of Starlink satellites in orbit to 362, by far the largest known satellite constellation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.